The Curse of Jotham, Judges 9:6-21.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
All the men of Shechem assembled themselves together and all the house of Milo, and went and made Abimelech king by the oak of the pillar that was in Shechem. When they told it to Jotham, he went and stood on top of Mount Gerizim, and lifted up his voice, cried out, and said to them, "Listen to me, you men of Shechem, that God may listen to you." The trees set out to anoint a king over themselves. They said to the olive tree, "Reign over us." But the olive tree said to them, "Should I stop producing my oil, with which they honor God and man by me, and go to wave back and forth over the trees?" The trees said to the fig tree, "Come and reign over us." But the fig tree said to them, "Should I leave my sweetness and my good fruit and go to wave back and forth over the trees?" The tree said to the vine, "Come and reign over us." The vine said to them, "Should I leave my new wine, which cheers God and man, and go to wave back and forth over the trees?" Then all the trees said to the bramble, "Come and reign over us." The bramble said to the trees, "If in truth you anoint me king over you, then come and take refuge in my shade. And if not, let fire come out of the bramble and devour the cedars of Lebanon. Now, therefore, if you have dealt truly and righteously, in that you have made Abimelech king, and if you have dealt well with Jerubbaal and his house, and have done to him according to the deserving of his hands, for my father fought for you, and risked his life, and delivered you out of the hand of Midian, and you have risen up against my father's house today, and have slain his sons, 70 persons on one stone, and have made Abimelech, the son of his female servant, king over the men of Shechem, because he is your brother. If you then have dealt truly and righteously with Jerubbaal and with his house today, then rejoice in Abimelech, and let him also rejoice in you. But if not, let fire come out from Abimelech and devour the men of Shechem and the house of Milo, and let fire come out from the men of Shechem and from the house of Milo and devour Abimelech." Jotham ran away and fled, and went to Beer, and lived there for fear of Abimelech his brother. It is a sad thing to see that the Israelis who lived in Shechem decided to have a king instead of the will of God. When we wander from God, we make a big mess of things. After Abimelech became king of Shechem, his only remaining brother, Jotham, made an unusual speech from a hilltop. If you are just starting to read the Bible at this point, this speech would be pretty strange. Why would Jotham go up to the top of a mountain and shout out this strange story? If you have been reading along since Deuteronomy, this might seem a bit familiar. This mountain, what I call a hill, was a special one, and something special happened there. This was the mountain that Moses had commanded that the blessings of Israel be pronounced. The other hill on the opposite side was called Ebal, and on it was to be announced the curses if Israel disobeyed. It was probably well known to Israel what happened on these hills. Jotham's story is a blessing and a curse too. If the people of Shechem did the right thing by making Abimelech king and killing off his brothers, then the men of Shechem would be safe. But if they did the wrong thing, they would be burned. So it actually makes sense that Jotham used the hill that the blessings were announced on to announce a similar proposition to the people who lived below. To go back and read about the original ceremony, see Deuteronomy 11, Deuteronomy 27, and Joshua 8 and 9. Another interesting thing about Jotham's story is that it suggests to us that a man who takes power illegitimately is worthless and doesn't actually do the people any good. Notice that the trees in Jotham's story that had a function didn't feel the need to have anyone be subjected to them. But the bramble that didn't bear any fruit desired to take the position. This is one of those passages that causes me to remember that God is the only true king. Human leaders are just servants of His. Leaders are commissioned by God to fulfill a position that helps those around them. A good leader doesn't need to have subjects. He just needs to serve the function God has assigned him and remind the people whose subjects they really are.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.